The U.S. has imposed sanctions on three Iran-based entities and six Iranians. The entities include Tehran's Evin Prison, Ansar Hezbollah, and Hanista Programming Group. The leaders of Ansar Hezbollah are among those targeted by the U.S. Treasury Department over human rights allegations. Washington's move is part of President Donald Trump's plans to reimpose harsh sanctions against Tehran after pulling out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Several Iranian companies and individuals, including the governor of Iran's central bank, were among those targeted since earlier this month. Tehran has strongly condemned the sanctions, calling them the continuation of the U.S. government's hostile policies. Jason Onruha is a political commentator and analyst who joins us from Ontario. So I almost did a double take when I read one of those entities to be the prison. How do you sanction a prison? And that comes from the U.S. that has so many violations inside of its prisons to target a prison from another country.
Well, frankly, I don't really know how you would sanction a prison. The best I guess would be if they were to order some kind of supplies for prisoners or maybe the operation of the prison. But if you were already really concerned about the supposed human rights violations that were going on inside the prison, you'd think you'd want to make operating the prison much more smooth to allow it to function without causing any disturbances. But I'm certain that that's not what these sanctions are actually about. These are definitely about trying to destabilize and cause economic harm to Iran. And this is all after having illegally withdrawn from the JCPOA agreement, which has been seemingly a cornerstone of Donald Trump's presidential reign. It's very clear that they have done these things intentionally to try to cause numerous problems within the country without really having a just reason. I mean, I think it speaks volumes about exactly who the targets are. We understand that the United States is opposed to Hezbollah, and somehow in their mind that Iran is responsible for what Hezbollah as an entity does. But the specific targeting of a prison without seemingly any real explanation other than vague accusations of human rights abuses, well, if these human rights abuses were going on, why are they not being taken to an international court? Why are they not being taken to international bodies who are supposed to monitor these kinds of things and bring perpetrators to justice? On the other end, you have specifically targeting broadcasting inside of the country, which could potentially threaten press TV as well. I mean, what's really going to be accomplished by hindering Iran's ability to broadcast or to place threats over the head of individuals who work for broadcasting inside the country, other than an attempt to try to silence the media or at least censor the media inside of Iran to some degree or another? So I think that in this case, it's more of a threat and an intimidation tactic against journalists or people who work generally higher up inside of the broadcast industry in Iran in general, and that if they say something that the United States doesn't like, or they push the narrative of resisting U.S. influence inside the country, they're going to be made targets of U.S. Sanction. I mean, this is a bully tactic, clear and simple. If these were really about alleged human rights abuses that were taking place inside the country, then certainly there's some UN body that they could make complaints to and have investigated. But, you know, we've seen U.S. allegations against Iran in the past, particularly with regards to the JCPOA agreement, being wholly without merit and outright, you know, fabricating violations of that agreement. So I really don't see the U.S. being trustworthy. And then there's the whole issue of this being wholly hypocritical on the part of the United States. If anybody who has the worst incarceration rate of any country in the world, it's the United States, with 25% of the world's prison population in only a single country. This is really hypocritical, and this is very clearly all of these sanctions designed purely to intimidate and harm Iran.
Thank you very much, Jason Onruha, political commentator and analyst.